This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And live from Salem, State Representative Virgil Osborne getting us a legislative update. Of course, on Friday, we had the Joint Ways and Means Committee here in Roseburg. Want to start with that this morning. How did you feel like that event went on Friday night?
Hey, Kyle, good morning. Thank you for having me on. And yes, that event was outstanding. We had around 200 folks there. I know there were 200 people plus that were actually signed up to talk. Of course, there were too many that we couldn't get to that many in 2 hours. So a lot of the testimony that was submitted actually ended up just being written testimony. But there was a ton of folks that actually had their 2 minutes to get up and state their priorities. But what's really interesting is, we had 27 state legislators there. That's one third of the Oregon legislative body, almost within three, was actually there that night. So, I mean, if you wanted to speak to the Oregon legislature, that was a great time to do it.
And talk about what it was like to listen to what was really like an assembly line of requests.
Yeah, it was interesting, not surprising. Most of the things that we heard were things that we've either listened to in committee prior, or we've heard a lot of it, through emails and some of it, through phone calls from our constituents. So there wasn't a whole lot of surprise. There was a fair amount of folks there that were looking for money to fund projects and fund continuing funding programs like the Oregon home health care workers and some of that kind of funding. And I think that those are really legitimate reasons for funding. And I think, it was good that they actually had a chance to get those words out and people heard it. So it was good.
Now, talk about on Saturday what these lawmakers did around the Umpqua Valley.
Yeah, so it was nice because we had so many legislators in town. Myself and David Brock-Smith we were the hosts for this event. And so David actually put together a tour with, we went over to the Jerry Bruce Community Campus where the Aviva Health program is housed, and also UCAN and Head Start and the Family Development Center and the Fish Food Pantry and the Umpqua Homes were all part of the tour. And we were able to give everybody from, a lot of the legislators over there were not from this area. They were from up north, and we gave them a real kind of education on what we do here as a community and why what we do works so well. And I don't know if you had a chance to see the campus there, the Jerry Bruce Community Campus, but it's really incredible. The things they do for the community is just unmatched anywhere else in the state, I think, from what we do. After that, we were also able to take several of the senators and representatives out to Toby Luther from Lone Rock Timber, and some of his folks actually accompanied us, and we went out to Cooper Creek Reservoir, and we looked at a site that was a good kind of a good example of three or four different stages of forestry practices that they've had going on some of their property out there. From some of them were clear cuts, some of them were second growth, some of them were just replanted, and we had a chance to look at the watershed. Some of these are really close to the reservoir, and we talked about dates on when things were cut, when things were planted, how it's affected the watershed. And then the nice thing was we had the ability to see how the public fits into that, because you have the reservoir, you have recreation, you have, in fact, as we were meeting, there were folks jogging by on the jogging trail. So it was nice to be able to see how the public fits into the equation of timberland, timber management, and recreation. So it was a really nice visit.
Seems like a really unique opportunity on a lot of different levels to showcase the area and give people maybe a better understanding of this area if they hadn't really been around here other than just passing through on the interstate.
Yeah, it really was. To talk about 1,800 acres of forest land and to actually see it, it's two different things. And, most folks never actually get off the freeway far enough to go out and see what the woods actually looks like other than maybe to recreate in a small area. So this was really eye-opening, I think. We talked a lot about what our timber future looks like here in Douglas County, how important it is in Douglas County for our timber industry to thrive, and what we need to do to maintain our properties without, hopefully forego the major threats of wildfire, what needs to be done to manage them. And there was also some discussion with DFPA resources as well tied into that.
So all of that going on now. This week in Salem, I know, is a busy time. Talk about some of the legislation out there this week or some of the things of particular interest to you.
Well, you know, this week it has been a little bit, the House has been a little slower because we've worked through a lot of our bills and we're waiting on some bills to come through from the Senate now before we can vote on them. So it's not been quite as crazy, but we did do some things. Since it was Earth Day, we actually did some bill pulls this week. And we, again, a bill pull, if you're not familiar with that, it's a bill that's probably died in committee or is not planning on coming through. We can go on the House floor and we can request that that bill be pulled up to the House floor and we can vote on it immediately to move it on through the House and over to the Senate. And we did a bill pull this week on some Earth bills, right? One of the bills was related to solar or nuclear energy, removing some of the barriers to potentially, you know, look into that. One of the bills, one that I was actually sponsored on, was the 2769 bill, which requires the Department of Environmental Quality to study the impact of electric vehicle battery disposal. Because we know that that's going to be a real problem moving into the future with the movement toward electric vehicles. Well, all the bill pulls that we did on the floor were all voted down by the Democrats. Some of them were close. We had some bipartisan support, but they voted all of them down. So we pretty much did nothing this week to save the environment, in my opinion.
Now, talk about a bill that I came across earlier today regarding, I think it's called Right to Rest. What can you tell us about that?
So that bill has been around here for a while. I believe it is dead in committee. I don't think it's going anywhere, but I've received over 1,000 emails against the bill. A lot, and most of those emails have came from urban parts of Oregon, Portland, some of the bigger cities. And basically what that bill does is it takes away the rights of government and local governments to remove homeless people from their properties. So it allows a homeless person to camp, live, stay wherever they want, as long as it's on public property. It could be parks, could be roads, could be the forest, could be, the driveway in front of your house that belongs to the city of Roseburg. You would not be able to remove them if this bill was to pass through.
And do you know who's sponsoring that?
Well, my understanding is the bill was something brought forward by Governor Kotek. She's not listed on the bill. Chaichi, I think, is a representative that's listed on the bill as a primary sponsor. I don't think it's getting a lot of support, but I also, again, it didn't get out of committee in time. So my hope is that it actually died, and I think it did. But you never know up here. I mean, sometimes they'll pull things out, and you just don't expect it, and all of a sudden you're voting on it. So it's a horrible bill for the state. It would encourage the homeless issue to continue to be worse than it is already. And God help us if it passes.
What do you have, Ed, the rest of this week that's kind of high on your agenda?
So right now we're working on kind of our strategy and our floor speeches on House Bill 2002. That's coming up next Monday, and that is the abortion bill. And along with the abortion part of the bill, it also allows for some transgender reassignment, that type of thing, to be paid for by the state. So we're working really hard up here on the Republican side to try to throw out the facts, and I don't think we have the numbers to beat the bill, but we certainly we want people to think about who's voting for some of these things. So that's my number one priority, and then we also have the 2005 bill, which is coming up on Tuesday, which is the gun control bill. Both of them are horrible bills. We're doing everything possible in the fight that we can up here to stop them. Certainly in Douglas County, it's a huge issue.
All right, I think we're out of time for now, but we'll check it again soon. State Representative Virgil Osborne, thanks for being on.
Thank you, Kyle. Take care.
8:40 at the Morning Report.